Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. St. Faustina's name is forever linked to the annual Feast of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Divine Mercy Prayer recited each day at 3 p.m. by many people. Our Lady told St. Faustina, "I desire, my dearly beloved daughter, that you practice the three virtues that are dearest to me and most pleasing to God. The first is humility, humility and once again humility. The second virtue is purity, and the third virtue is love of God." In 1981, at the tomb of Sister Maria Faustina Kowalska in Poland, Maureen Deegan experienced a healing from incurable Mallory's disease. Her healing was declared a miracle through the intercession of Sister Faustina, which led to Faustina's beatification in 1993. In his revelation to St. Faustina, our Lord asks for a special prayer and meditation on his passion each afternoon at the 3 o'clock hour, the hour that recalls his death on the cross. The genesis of the painting was a vision Faustina experienced in 1931 while living in a convent in Plock, Poland. Jesus appeared to her in her cell wearing a white garment. She writes in her diary, "One hand was raised in the gesture of blessing, the other was touching the garment at the breast." Jesus revealed himself to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy to St. Faustina and asked her to pray the chaplet unceasingly. Jesus told her, "Say unceasingly the chaplet I have taught you. Whoever will recite it will receive great mercy at the hour of death." Yes, it is true that Jesus promised that the chaplet is a special spiritual remedy for souls at the hour of their death. Jesus said to her, "At the hour of their death, I will defend as my own glory every soul that will say this chaplet or whatever, or when others say it for the dying person, the indulgence, pardon is the same." Faustina's spirituality describes the relation of man towards God, while the word mercy characterizes interpersonal relations with whose origin, model, and motive lies in the merciful love of God. Jesus said to St. Faustina, "I require you to make acts of mercy, which are to come from your love for me." Born in what is now West Central Poland, Helena Kowalska was a third of 10 children. She worked as a housekeeper in three cities before joining the Congregation of the Sisters of Our Lady of Mercy in 1925. She worked as a cook, gardener, and porter in three of their houses. In addition to carrying out her work faithfully, generously serving the needs of the sisters and the local people, Sister Faustina also had a deeper interior life. This included receiving revelations from the Lord Jesus, message that she recorded in her diary at the request of Christ and of her confessor. At a time when some Catholics had an image of God as such a strict judge that they might be tempted to despair about the possibility of being forgiven, Jesus chose to emphasize his mercy and forgiveness for sins acknowledged and confessed. "I do not want to punish aching mankind," he once told St. Faustina, "but I desire to heal it, pressing it to my merciful heart." The two rays emanating from Christ's heart, she said, represent the blood and water poured out after Jesus' death. Because Sister Mary Faustina knew that the revelation she had already received did not constitute holiness itself, she wrote in her diary, "Neither graces nor revelations nor raptures nor gifts granted to a soul make it perfect, but rather the intimate union of the soul with God. These gifts are merely ornaments of the soul, constitute neither its essence nor its perfection. My sanctity and perfection consists in the close union of my will with the will of God." Sister Mary Faustina died of tuberculosis in Krakow, Poland on October 5, 1938. Pope John Paul II beatified her in 1993 and canonized her 7 years later. Devotion to God's divine mercy bears some resemblance to devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In both cases, sinners are encouraged not to despair, not to doubt God's willingness to forgive them if they repent. As Psalm 136 says in each of its 26 verses, God's love, mercy, endures forever. O God, who in a wondrous manner revealed the inexhaustible riches of your mercy to St. Maria Faustina, grant, we beseech you, that by looking with trust upon the pierced side of your Son, we may be strengthened to show mercy one to another, and at length sing forever of your mercy in heaven. St. Faustina teaches us, suffering is the greatest treasure on earth. It purifies the soul. In suffering, we learn who is our true friend, Diary 342. In the chaplet, the prayers revolve around the concepts of mercy and holiness for the whole world and reflect the prayers and the promises we make during Mass. It's an extremely powerful prayer not only for our own souls, but the sanctification of the whole world. O my Lord and Creator, you alone beyond all these gifts give your own self to me and unite yourself intimately with your miserable creature. O Christ, let my greatest delight be to see you love and your praise and glory proclaimed, especially in the honor of your mercy. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. And that is our saint for the day for October 5th, St. Faustina.
Thank you, Michael, for that presentation of St. Faustina. And now we begin our prayer for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests. The real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black. Why you never see bright colors on my back. And why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Faustina. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O my Jesus, I beg you on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of your Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to you, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. You yourself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of your mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of your mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For you can do all things. Amen. And our prayer for priests today is coming from St. Faustina. And what a wonderful... We also offer dedication of prayer for Pope Francis and all our clergy today. We pray for the Holy Catholic Church today throughout the world. We pray, Lord, that the world would be able to hear your voice through the Church, through your holy priests. Saint Mother Teresa said, joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net by which we catch souls. That is our mission. And thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. And we now pray and dedicate our prayer for children, because so much is being brought up against them.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
And Lord, we ask for protection and transformation and restoration. Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness comes from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection. We claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us, just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. Through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of this holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Faustina, Saint Nicholas, Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony, all the saints in heaven, pray for us, pray for our families, pray for our children. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love. And now we're into our Stand in the Gap segment.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? deeper truth.
And at this point, we pray for those who have recently passed from this life, and pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to your birth, to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ, who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 states, he will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer on behalf of those who have recently passed, and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in their time of mourning, and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be experiencing now. Amen. And dear Lord, I humbly ask you to hear this prayer for the souls of those who have recently passed. Please allow them to transition into your heavenly circle of hosts. Forgive any sins they may have weighing on their soul, and allow them to bask in the light of your grace and mercy so that they can live with you in paradise forever. Amen. And Lord, we lift up this prayer in asking for your loving care and protection for those who have recently passed in their souls. Please bring them into your loving arms and grant them peace and rest. May they feel your presence and know the fullness of your love and grace. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. May he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And thank you, Lord, for loving us. And now we focus on the prodigals. Lord, you said that you would leave the 99 to reach out for the ones that have gone astray. And so we lift up the prodigal to you. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. and we pray for our soldiers and veterans and police officers, our first responders, our EMTs and nurses and doctors. We pray for those who serve. Be the power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And so we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces and to continue blessing for America. We pray and intercede for America. Help keep us in the light. We pray for the prisoner. We pray for them and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals. We pray for those that the hospital will be a place of healing and hope for all there. Lord, we know that you are the source of all goodness and mercy. And we ask that you pour out your blessing upon hospitals. And we grant that the hospital environment be according to your will. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you promised to give us, even in our old age, we pray for spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses sent throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home, and within my family. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child, whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for an end of abortion and the defense of life.
This has been another edition of... This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 A.D. to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles with a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And now the Divine Mercy, sung by Catholic artist Donna Corey Gibson.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day rose again. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from where he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. In reparation for the sins, for the wound in his right hand, we pray.
Eternal Father, I offer you body and love, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins, those of the whole world. For the sake of sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of
for the wound in his left hand.
Eternal Father, I offer you body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins, those of the whole world.
reparation for the wound in his right foot.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of
for the wound in his left foot. For our Lord's wound in his side. Mercy is endless, and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible. Look kindly upon us, and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair, nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Donna Corey Gibson, and her voice is so beautiful, isn't it? Thank you. O Lord, show your mercy to us and gladden our hearts. I am like the man on the way to Jericho who was overtaken by robbers, wounded and left for dead. O good Samaritan, come to my aid. I am like the sheep that went astray. O good shepherd, seek me out and bring me home in accord with your will, and let me dwell in your house all the days of my life and praise you forever and ever with those who are there. Amen. And we will close at this time. Thank you, Lord, as we close. You've been listening to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us, and St. Faustina, and the Divine Mercy with Donna Corey Gibson. As we close today, and tomorrow our sneak peek tomorrow is St. Bruno. He is fantastic story. So tune in tomorrow for St. Bruno. Tomorrow. So we'll close today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we'll see you tomorrow with our Stand in the Gap and Saint of the Day tomorrow. Y'all have a great day today. Good day.